So, question from Chandan Prabhu. When we understand that our material existence is just like a movement from the spiritual perspective, then we may become pessimistic or disheartened, thinking that if it's only a movement, let me just go on in material existence. So, how do we respond to this? Actually, the scriptures give two perspectives here. At one level, they do say that our material existence is like a dream. At another level, they also describe that for a person who is dreaming, the dream is not just a dream. The dream is real. So, now some people will say, actually, it's all in our mind only. You say, adjust your mind, things will become alright. Yes, that may be true. But actually speaking, adjusting the mind also involves making some significant lifestyle changes. And as long as they are not done, we cannot say move from Rajoguna, Tamoguna, Sattvaguna to Shuddha Sattva. And during that period when we are not yet transferred ourselves to a higher mode, the suffering that we experience is real. So, the suffering of a dream is unreal or transitional for a person who has woken up, or after that person who is dreaming wakes up. But as long as the person is in the dream, the person is actually suffering. And that's why for that person to recognize that I am suffering, I need to wake up, is extremely important. And actually that's why the transcendentalists, Srila Prabhupada, for example, when he's preaching, he's talking about cow slaughter or other animal slaughters. He doesn't say that, oh, actually everything is cow slaughter is happening in a dream only. And then we could say Kali Yuga is also a dream only. Well, from the transcendental perspective, it is. But from our perspective, it is real. And we will have to undergo real suffering as a consequence. So, to the extent we wake up from the dream, to that extent, we will be able to realize that the suffering is only on the body or at the most of the mind. It is not happening to the soul. But that will happen only when we start changing our desires according to scriptures. A simple example to illustrate this. Suppose a person is a mad fan of cricket and there is a very important India-Pakistan match and India loses. And that person becomes totally frustrated at India losing. At that time, say, actually, what is cricket? Cricket is just, one person with a stick hitting a stone and so many. There is nothing so great about it. It is just mental concoction. That person cannot think like that at that time. To the extent a person has enjoyed cricket and is attached to cricket, to an extent, when the misery comes, the person cannot automatically become detached from cricket. So if a person who has really not sought to enjoy cricket, suppose somebody comes from America where cricket is not known, he sees all of India is gloomy because India has lost the match. Then he may feel, what is this? Because he has not become emotionally entangled in that. So when he says this is all just an infatuation, that makes sense for him because he is not entangled. But for those who are entangled over there emotionally, just dismissing it as an infatuation may be theoretically accurate, but practically it won't remove their misery. So the basic point is, to the extent we enjoy an attachment, to that extent we suffer when that attachment brings suffering on us. So that way, to the extent we seek enjoyment in material existence, to that extent the miseries will be real for us. And to the extent we become detached from the material enjoyment, to that extent we will realize that the miseries are also superficial to us. And to that extent, we will not be affected by it. That's why the process of waking up from the dream, the process of realizing that it is a dream, involves stopping the enjoyment of the activities that are done in the dream. So it is like the desire to enjoy matter binds the soul to the body. And that is what the bodily existence leads to, a dream, in which there is a lot of suffering. So to the extent the soul gives up the desire to enjoy, to that extent the soul becomes free from the sufferings also. And then the soul can say, the entire soul, actually it was just like a dream. But for us who are suffering, it is best to acknowledge that my suffering right now is real for me, and that is because of my real attachments to this body, and I have to give up those attachments. For that I have to follow the real process of devotional service, which will redirect and purify my desires. If I just say that everything is at the level of the mind, then the suffering which I get they will be quite intolerable for me when they actually start coming upon me.